Well, welcome back to HealthLink On Air, brought to you each week by University Hospital, making the academic difference in healthcare in the Central New York community. This is your host, Tricia Torrey, every patient's advocate. And I have to say, I truly enjoy conversations like the one we're about to have because I think they reflect a kind of care that's a step above. We talk so often about excellent medical doctors and personnel. And from time to time, as those of you who listen regularly know, we bring you a conversation about spiritual care at University Hospital. In the studio with me this morning is the Reverend Louise Tallman Shepherd, Senior Pediatric Chaplain in the Department of Spiritual Care. Good morning, Reverend.
Good morning.
And also known as Reverend Wheeze.
That's right.
Oh, that is just fabulous. Now, you came to University Hospital how long ago?
I came here 4 years ago, a very gracious grant from the Children's Miracle Network to develop a pediatric chaplaincy program with the foresight of the new Children's Hospital coming aboard. And so I was here a few months and then decided that I wasn't going to leave. So It became a pediatric chaplaincy full-time job.
That is just great. Now let's break down pediatric chaplaincy. Pediatric, of course, children.
Right.
Chaplaincy having to do with spiritual care.
That's right.
But now chaplaincy also sounds to me like one faith tradition. It really isn't, is it?
That's correct. It is not.
Okay. Speak to us about the different faith traditions.
Well, what we do is we meet people, patients, in my case, pediatric patients and their families, where their faith is, and just meet them there and provide spiritual care. Spirituality is different than religion. Spirituality is, let's go with just a term that brings meaning to people's lives, and that's various things. And that's what we're there to support them in, because when children come into the hospital, it can be like a foreign land.
Sure.
And the things that bring meaning to their lives are altered or changed.
Yes, yes, they are, absolutely. But speak to me about some of the names when we talk about faith traditions. I want people to understand these are many. You have Christian faith traditions.
Mm-hmm.
Jewish faith traditions.
Right.
What are some of the others you address?
We address Muslims, and I have even been learning a little bit of Swahili.
Swahili.
Because we had some patients here from Africa, and so it was great fun. So it's not just about religions, it's about people's different cultures.
Yes, yes, very much so. Children come to the hospital, their families come to the hospital, and there's a fear factor, isn't there?
Oh, yes.
So we're addressing medical care because that's what they're in the hospital for, but you are now addressing psychological care as well.
Mm-hmm.
And how do you do that?
Well, I do that in many ways, but kind of what we're talking about today is one of the ways that I provide that is to be able to provide to a lot of people at one time.
Uh-huh.
And that's the Reverend Wheeze's Story Time. And we're going to talk more about that today.
Yes, we are. Well, Reverend Wheeze's Story Time it's a story time on Wednesdays, right?
Mm-hmm.
And tell us who comes to the story time.
Well, it's different every week. And sometimes it happens every Wednesday from 12 o'clock to about 12:30. And sometimes at even 11:57, plans change.
Okay.
Because the exciting part of that is very often we have our patients who can leave their rooms and families come down. Sometimes we have nurses come down and they can be part of the program or they can just be in the audience.
I see.
And so it's different all the time.
All right. Now, they're coming down to where?
To the chapel.
Okay.
Okay. And it is televised live there on our spiritual care channel that can be seen by people on our closed circuit TV
right in
network
the hospital.
Here at the hospital.
So even if they don't get to the chapel,
they can see the spiritual care channel and tune in.
Okay. So in the meantime, this is for children in particular and perhaps for their families. But you said something about the adults.
But we get feedback from the adults.
Uh-huh.
And they really, it brings, because we use stories. Like I say, it's more about spirituality.
Mm-hmm.
And I can certainly give you an example of one if you'd like to.
Well, that would be great. And you actually brought some guests with you this morning.
I did.
Okay. How about sharing your guests with us?
This one was named by one of our pediatric patients, and it was called Ducky.
Ducky.
And Ducky wants to sing for you.
Okay. You know, Ducky also looks remarkably like Big Bird to me.
Yes. But now to this pediatric patient who had the honor of naming it, it's Ducky.
I see. Now, is Ducky yours?
Yes, Ducky's mine. People are wonderful to me when they find out that I use puppets and things like that. All of a sudden, I find them and get to use them.
And you get to use them. But you mentioned something earlier when we were chatting about some of the children have their own toys.
Yes. Usually on Wednesday mornings, I try to go around and kind of whet the children's appetite appetites about what the story for the day is going to be. And they love it when I borrow their stuffed animal, and then the stuffed animal appears on the TV program and talks to them.
Well, it just sounds so wonderful for the children. It gives them like a break from thinking about some of the things that are going on in their lives as far as medical problems are concerned. Do families participate as well?
Yes. We've had whole families, including the patient, come down. We had one dad and a couple of siblings who spoke a different language. And so he wanted to offer a prayer. And so he did it in his native language. And it was really exciting because afterwards, in the afternoon, I was able to visit some of the families on the floors. And one pediatric patient said, that was really kind of nice because they never understand what we're saying and we didn't understand what they're saying. But it just all felt like we knew each other.
It all fit together.
Yes.
That's great. Tell me about the stories that you use, because I have to think they're not just the run-of-the-mill, pick it up, you know, off the shelf at the bookstore or the library.
No.
Tell us about the stories and some of the reasons you focus on those stories.
Okay, well, one of the favorite stories is when Sophie gets angry, really, really angry.
Okay.
And I read that story, and fortunately, with our camera, we can move in closely because it has some beautiful illustrations. Mm-hmm. And then we kind of talk about, I wonder if you've ever felt angry. And some of the other chaplains occasionally will attend this program, and so then we'll talk about what do you do when you're angry. And then the basic thing is to let the children who are going through being out of their own element to know that it's okay to be angry, and what are some things we can do with that feeling, that important feeling.
Absolutely. It kind of validates where they are, doesn't it?
Yes, it does.
A child comes into the hospital, needs surgery perhaps, maybe is here for long-term chemotherapy or something along that line, and you're saying it's okay to be angry about the whole thing. Do you find that families then discuss it with their child?
Yes, they do. And very often it's a great door opener for me because I can go up and sit and talk with the family. And it's been really great with one particular family when the adult in the family was feeling pretty angry. And it was able to open up how, oh my gosh, it's okay for me to feel angry because mom's feeling angry.
Yeah. Yeah. I think sometimes we sort of feel as if we need to hide our emotions, even from our children, because we don't want them to be frightened. But this does open the door, doesn't it?
Yes, that's just one particular example.
Well, tell us another example.
Okay, there's a wonderful little book about I Think I Can, I Think I Can, I Think I Can. This book is I Knew You Could.
Ah.
And so this is just kind of affirming children that they are going to be able to get through this.
I knew you could.
Yeah.
Who wrote that story?
Okay, this is a book for all the stops in your life, by the way.
Uh-huh.
And it is written by...
Uh-oh. You look it up quickly. I'll tell you what, I think a better idea would be to
Craig
make sure...
Craig Dorfman. I'm sorry to interrupt. Craig Dorfman.
Craig Dorfman. All right. Mm-hmm. I think maybe what we'll do is take these stories and put a link to them from our HealthLink on Air website.
Great idea.
Families might be able to find them in their local library. If they're not in the university.
That's also important to know. That's another thing that I do provide is if anyone wants to have some ideas for bibliographies, that I do have a vast bibliography for all different areas.
Excellent.
Everything from affirmation to grief support. That's one of the things that I do in the community.
That is very child and family centered. Yeah. I think
patient
it's
family centered. That's what we're hoping.
Fabulous. Are there other hospitals that do this?
Not that I'm aware of. I am part of a professional pediatric chaplaincy email listserv, and I know that they're asking me different things about what we're doing because they haven't done this. And it's just such a simple thing to provide, but just meet so many people's needs. And
you know,
it's a lot of fun.
You say it's a simple thing to provide, but I wouldn't ever want you to underestimate it because I think it makes a huge difference. And that's what I was saying earlier. We know that medical needs are being addressed, but I do think that the spiritual, the emotional, the mental needs sometimes are just as important. Somebody's attitude about what they're going through is often just as important as the medical of what they're going through. How are you funded? Are you part of the university hospital budget?
Yes, I am part of spiritual care department, a full-time position. And then we're excited to, through another grant from Children's Miracle Network, which came from the Father-Daughter Ball that's held every February.
Oh, yes, we talked about it this last February. Great. What a wonderful thing for dads and their daughters.
We were able to hire a part-time, Reverend Betsy Spaulding, a part-time pediatric chaplain.
That is fabulous.
So that we have basically provide 7 days a week now.
Excellent, excellent. So families can know that if they have a child at University Hospital, that they will also receive spiritual care for the child as well as for the whole family.
That's right.
Excellent. Well, Reverend Louise Tallman Shepherd, we thank you so much for coming by and talking about your pediatric chaplaincy. And we have a guest who wants to say goodbye to us this morning as well. Although we're not really sure what he's going to say, are we?
We never know.
This is your giraffe.
Remember, animals are people too.
Oh, what a great note to end on. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
Listeners, we do need to take a break now, but it won't be long before we return. This is University Hospital's HealthLink on Air on 570 WSYR.